As the strife in South Sudan continues, humanitarian aid organizations have begun their operations to get food and other basic essentials to the people displaced by the recent violence. But they say the challenges are great, and the biggest need at the moment is safety. Andrew Summerson has more.
As unrest in South Sudan continues, humanitarian aid organizations are trying to serve those displaced by the violence. The World Food Program is distributing food for some 30,000 civilians in peacekeeping compounds in Juba Ebenitu. WFP plans in the coming days to assist more people displaced in other parts of the country. WFP spokesperson Peter Smeerden reports that the work on the ground has been difficult.
The situation on the ground is extremely challenging for humanitarian operations. Large numbers of people are moving around and there is a lot of violence. And that makes it very difficult, A, to reach the people who are moving, and then to provide assistance for them in a safe place, because that's what we need above all to deliver humanitarian assistance to the people who need it the most, is safety. They need to feel safe and gather in one spot, and then we need for our staff to be safe to bring them food and other humanitarian assistance, and that's the biggest need at the moment in South Sudan.
With violence on the upsurge in South Sudan, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon announced on Monday that the UN wants to double its peacekeeping forces in the country. I'm Andrew Summerson.